Well, thank you so much for joining me on the next Husky Huddle podcast. I am so happy to be joined by Susan Boyle, a teacher here in Olean City School District, and I'm so happy to welcome you.
Hi.
Yeah. Thank you for joining me. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll just talk.
Well, my name is Susan Boyle. My students know me as Mix Boyle. And I teach high school orchestra, but every once in a while I'm down at the middle school giving fourth graders some string lessons.
Awesome.
And yeah, we also do some rehearsals during school. So we get both small group lessons and a nice big ensemble rehearsal too.
Awesome. My mom was a music teacher.
Ooh.
Yes.
Was she band or orchestra?
She was orchestra.
Nice.
She played 7 instruments.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's more than I play.
I don't play one very well, but I could just say that I did go through some piano lessons enough to keep her happy. So So what brings you in the Husky Huddle today?
Oh, well, I was invited by you, which is so nice of you.
Thank you.
And I figured, you know, I'm still kind of new to the district. This is actually my first year teaching. So
not
just being new to Olean, but being new to teaching.
That is awesome. Yeah. And why did you enter teaching?
Oh, goodness. Well, I had a lot of really, really wonderful orchestra teachers growing up, and they really inspired me to be an orchestra teacher. It was also just the classroom that I had the most fun in, and I really enjoyed myself, and I saw myself in years down the line being in the same place that my orchestra teachers were in, and I'm very happy to say that I'm there now.
Awesome.
And I'm accomplishing my dreams.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And are you from Olean?
Not originally, no. I actually grew up in Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what brought you here?
It was actually school. I really wanted to go to the Crane School of Music over at SUNY Potsdam.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really awesome music education program.
That's
along with a couple of other reasons, but that was the biggest one, was that I really wanted to go to school there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the biggest difference between Kansas and
Well, within the schools, at least in Kansas, we didn't have our small group lessons. We only had orchestra rehearsals. So every class that you were in, you were with all of the other different instruments.
Okay.
But here, it's not even just in Olean, most New York schools, they have both a rehearsal and a small group lesson. So I really think that's a big benefit that New York has of being able to work as a big team with everybody and getting to make music on a big scale, like in our ensemble rehearsals. But then we also get to dive into the nitty-gritty details in our small group lessons.
Yeah. And what is your favorite thing so far? Year one, what is your favorite thing?
I honestly think it really is just making music with students.
Yeah.
And that moment where they really get a passage correct and they're so happy and ecstatic about it. I love to compare music to sports, and it's that same feeling that you get when you shoot a basket you shoot a ball into the basket, or when you score a touchdown. It's that same joyous feeling that erupts in your body.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you teach your students how to read music, or do they come already?
Some of them do. I mean, you can start playing a musical instrument in high school.
Okay.
You don't have to have the prior experience.
Yeah.
So you can join orchestra even in your senior year if you want to.
Yeah.
It does have its challenges, obviously, but it's definitely doable. And the majority of kids do come in learning or having learned music reading already, because we start that pretty early with fourth graders, even have them reading music right away. But we do every once in a while, and I have even taught my orchestra a couple of songs orally by the ear.
Wow.
So I play a passage and they're able to play it back without having a paper in front of them telling them what to do.
That's very talented.
Yes.
You know, that takes a lot to be able to pick that
up. It is a hard skill.
Translate it through an instrument.
Yeah.
Okay. And your students, what is their favorite thing you think about orchestra?
Ooh. I think it would be the same thing as mine, just making music and getting to that performance ready level of starting completely from scratch. And you have this piece of paper in front of you, and we listen to an audio recording of an ensemble performing it, and we say, all right, we got to get there some way, somehow. Let's dive into it. And it's a long process, but we have multiple months to work on it. So we give them plenty of time to learn. And right now my orchestra is working on 4 different pieces.
Oh,
so
where are they going to perform?
That's going to be actually in our high school auditorium. Mm-hmm. Our concert is June 5th. On Wednesday.
Great.
At 6:30.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Were you part of the All County that just went on?
I was not, because unfortunately in our county, Olean is one of the only schools that has an orchestra program. And because the surrounding schools don't have orchestra programs, it's not enough to participate in our All County, but we do have our vocal students and our band students performing in that. We had a lot of Olean students in that All County, and all of them did such a wonderful job.
All right. So June 5th.
Yep.
That's when the orchestra is going to show all this hard work.
Yep. Along with our band and chorus.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Definitely have to make sure I get that on my calendar.
Yes.
So I can as well. That'll be awesome. I'm so excited. So what are some things that people can look forward to at this June 5th performance?
Well, I can tell you that my orchestra is planning on performing some movie music. So we have a piece from The Hunger Games.
Okay.
We have another piece from Tangled, which is a Disney movie.
I love Tangled.
Yeah. I don't want to give too much more away.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to be there. That's awesome. And it will be in the Olean High School
auditorium. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So what do you think you should share with your students and the Olean community to help cultivate a love of music like you have?
Well, one of the things that I wanted to do was actually start a Irish fiddle club.
Oh.
When I was in college, I took an Irish fiddle class, and we got to learn a whole bunch of different Irish tunes, which traditionally you learn aurally by the ear.
Yeah.
So I kind of have given my students a bit of a taste of that.
That is fantastic.
And for them, it wouldn't just be Irish fiddle players, but we would also invite all of our band students, because there's Irish tin whistle, which is kind of like a recorder, except not as high-pitched.
Okay.
And then there's also an Irish drum for our percussion players if they're interested in joining. And then there's, of course, a bunch of Irish tunes that have words and lyrics if any of our chorus students wanted to join. And that's a club that I would really like to get together, because it brings in all of our music students. It's not just orchestra, just band, or just chorus, but everybody can get involved from the music department. And that's what I really loved the most about music making, is when I got to play in all of these different ensembles of just a couple of different string players, or in a symphony orchestra where you have band and orchestra, or even the big trios of having all three together in those really massive symphony works.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily have the time to put that together right now, like for our concerts.
Yeah.
But having an extra opportunity for them to experience something like that would be amazing to bring to Olean.
That sounds like a great idea. And have you had a lot of interest so far in that?
I have. I'm going to be putting in for the
club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be putting in for next year.
That will be
so that we can get it started.
I can't wait to see that cross my desk. So we
can
get that up and running. And this year, were you able to do your first musical?
I did play in the musical. I played violin.
Oh, nice.
And we actually had some of our other students participate in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
And that music was very, very challenging.
Yeah.
So I really have to hand it to our student players on that, because that music is a lot more challenging than what we do in our schools. Mm-hmm. And they handled it very, very well.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all of our performers on stage,
mm-hmm.
that ranged from all the way down to our fourth graders, yeah, to our seniors up at the high school, and got everybody involved, which is something I haven't really seen before, in all honesty. And it's the great thing about Olean. We're so, so close to our middle school,
yeah,
that we can do these really big collaborations across a whole bunch of grade levels and doing one big project.
Yeah. And they had rave reviews.
Oh, yes.
Everybody I talked to was so pleased with doing, yep, something this year. So that was fantastic as well. Well, is there anything else that you want to make sure that we share to show the excitement and the awesomeness that's just coming from our music department here at Olean?
Well, we're very, very excited to be ending the school year with our concert.
Yes.
But going into next year, we're hoping to add on some performances with the Irish Fiddle Club, and then hopefully with our extra jazz ensembles, we can get extra performances there, and really getting out into the community. That's the big thing I'd like to do. I'd really like to schedule some events, maybe at Lincoln Park, or if we could get into one of the local Irish pubs, yeah, and do a little Irish fiddle session with them. But really getting out into the community and not necessarily having the community come to the school, mm-hmm, but the opposite, and yeah, getting a reach out with them.
Yeah, yeah. And the great thing about Olean is its community nature.
Oh, yes.
That everybody is so supportive of the schools and our students, yep, and what we're doing.
And so it's so tight-knit. Everybody knows what's going on.
They do. But the good thing is it's kind of like you're paying back with your music.
Yes.
You're able to give back.
Exactly.
And our students are so good and generous that I think that would be well received.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Okay. Well, this has been amazing. I appreciate you coming up.
Thanks for inviting me.
Doing this amazing interview. And everybody, please keep an eye out for our wonderful teacher, Susan Boyle, who is doing amazing things with music in Olean City Schools. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.